Okay, what are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, we haven't done a lot of music randomizations, which is weird because I primarily listen to music on shuffle.
Yeah, the old album order got boring.
It did.
You know?
I'm lying. I primarily do album order, but it doesn't matter for this.
It's not random.
It's fiction. Everything we do here is real. We mean it. Yeah, but, you know, it's sometimes fun, like going to look at a list, like what was the Billboard Top 100 on a particular day?
Sure. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I decided to go back and look at turn of the century pop music. See if we could pull anything there. Right. So
truly the greatest era.
Yeah.
For pop music.
Yeah. So I was looking at the early 2000s. So I'm going to spin this globe. That's a calendar and you're going to pick a date on here and we're going to, I'll go look at it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
From Hell's Heart, I stabbeth thee.
All right. Okay. We got a date somewhere in like early 2000s. Okay. All right. And what we have here is, it's the Dixie Chicks. Goodbye, Earl.
Oh, okay. They didn't like that guy.
They really, really did not. Is the thing. But they're, it's not like a Dixie Chicks game. What is this here? Like they poisoned some black eyed peas. Gotta get dip. Fuck the game computer. Gotta
get dip. Oh, game no. computer. There's not a black eyed peas game.
There can't be. Dip.
Gary. Can.
Gary, this is the closest I have come to just dissolving the network.
This is my suicide by Black Eyed Peas.
Suicide by Will I Am.
Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't. Well, I am no longer. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Kay Ross.
And welcome to Abject Suffering, Enter the Sufferverse.
And this week is a Gary pick. What the fuck, Gary?
Yeah. Well, I found out there was a Black Eyed Peas Experience game. The end.
That was it. You're just like, oh, well, yeah. We got to do that. Well, how did you find out about this?
That's a good question. I was watching YouTube.
Okay.
Was showing me, I'm not immune. I'm not made of stone. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, the game Bargain Hunters or some kind of shit will pop up on my thing.
Yeah.
And it was that. Like, I was watching one of those, you know, had like 10 minutes to kill YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't have any good YouTubes. Uh-huh. And somebody was talking about finding this, you know. Like, oh, cool, the Black Eyed Peas Experience. And I was like, Black Eyed Peas Experience? What is that experience?
So,
I know shockingly little about the BEP.
Gary, the BEP broke up is the thing.
Yeah. No longer a BEP.
Not really a BEP at all. Sorry, I forgot where I was going. There are too many directions off of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's difficult
because
it's a complicated game. You know, there's a lot going on with the Black Eyed Peas Experience. We got all four Black Eyed Peas.
All of them are present, but they're present in extremely low res form. Like this might as well be like real media, but it's intentional. Like they have the resolution to properly present a Fergie.
Yes.
But they like kind of present it as like this mosaic of pixels that is supposed to suggest a Fergie.
Yeah, like a Timu Fergie. And it depends on which version you're doing. We did the Wii version, or I did the Wii version.
I don't have a way to emulate Kinect. And I did not have a way to do this. This is the fastest I've bounced off of anything because I don't have a, like my Wii remote connected to my computer, and I could not find a way to do it like with my mouse or anything. So I just like watched the little music video of the actors, like, or of the musicians acting out the lyrics for like a little bit. I couldn't get through a single song. I got through about two verses of Boom Boom Pow, and I was like, fuck this, and I was gone.
sucks dump it. I was able to use my mouse to make a version of this. It was really bad, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
But I figured, like, what? Who cares?
Yeah. No. Right? Like, there's no police now. This is an era of games that I think is going to be like primarily because of its peripheral focus, but also just the like the volume of this kind of thing that we got so quickly is gonna like kind of makes it feel like a little bit like a fever dream, and also like how many copies of this can actually exist out there, like. This was not super rare in the, like, the success of the Wii and the, you know, the fast follows on it, the Kinect and the benighted PlayStation Move.
The idea of, like, Just Dance alikes.
Yes.
You know, is what this is. And licensed Just Dance alikes makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, kind of in the Guitar Hero Rock Band mold.
Yeah.
As a thing. But because these games weren't rare, but they had ephemeral content, something I think that's kind of interesting about this is there's DLC for this fucking game.
You can dance to Party Rock Anthem if you want to.
You could have. I bet you cannot buy the DLC for it now.
Oh, probably not. No.
You know, yeah. Like it's you could get that in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want to do Party Rock Anthem, you know, mirrors, pond to floor, don't hold your breath. They don't want music, any of these songs.
Yeah.
This is going to be lost media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were 240 Microsoft points each. That will be like saying fucking, you know, that'll be incomprehensible to people in the future.
Mm-hmm. It'll be incomprehensible to people now.
Yeah. I bought Bebot for 240 Microsoft points. What? What the fuck are you talking about, man?
I need to get you an alienist.
Yeah, like we're gonna get out the calipers and measure your skull, Bebot.
Yeah, we need to start a foundation to help whatever is wrong with you.
Yeah,
people who have whatever you do. Yeah. No, these songs are not available on the Wii, so it's impossible to like evaluate like the danceability of this. But the like the glyphs indicating what move you should do, incomprehensible. And there's no like tutorial or anything. It is just taken as granted that you will be such a fan of the execrable Black Eyed Peas aesthetic that you will know what dance move this is.
And dancing in a video game, I think, is kind of a misguided thing in general.
Mm-hmm.
Dance Dance is very fun.
Yeah.
It is nothing to do with dancing.
No.
You don't look like you're dancing at all. The PlayStation Move and Wii iterations of these that were trying to get your arms involved are, you look so ridiculously stiff.
Yes.
Kind of chaining moves together.
Mm-hmm.
Like I understand intellectually there are dance moves, but every person I've ever seen who seemed good at dancing, you know, was not doing moves.
Yeah.
There's like a heavy kind of improv. You know, you're letting yourself be influenced by music. You're not like, okay, now I'm going to do three of Black Eyed Peas arms crosses before I do a couple Black Eyed Peas brand lawnmower starts. I'm going to roll the Black Eyed Peas dice.
Yeah.
You know,
and, like, choreography exists, right? But just like the joyful act of dancing, of reacting to music with your body, I say as if I have ever done it.
You described that very accurately.
Yeah.
And like you do it all the time.
You know, there are a lot of things that are seemingly universal that I have to acquire through study. But yeah, like that just kind of seems to be like, oh, I may like know some maneuvers, or this may be like a tricky thing to do, but like it's not being called out like a square dance, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and in making this video game kind of be that you are trained to be a Black Eyed Peas backup dancer.
Right.
Who would do a choreographed thing in the back of like my humps.
Yeah. Really my only experience with like dance was like show choir shit. And all of that was like, okay, we're going to do a grapevine into a grapevine into a grapevine. Yeah. And a clap
a
to the right.
Vines.
Yeah. Just basically grapevine off of the stage and like into hell.
Yes. Grapevine into the pit. Did you do line dancing in school?
No, I missed that by like a year.
Yeah, we had line dancing.
Ugh.
It was pretty, and square dancing. Square dancing when I was very young. Uh-huh. And then there was like, there wasn't an appropriate country flavored dance for a little while. And then line dancing.
Yeah. No line dancing, no square dancing. It is interesting. Like when you talk about like, oh, just like wealth distorts, not just politics, but also culture. Like that is the key example. Like getting people to square dance, like was just one very rich guy's like initiative. That is why that was a thing.
I like it. I'd like to see more kids doing it.
You know, this will be good for the national character if kids will dance specific moves to one, you know, dance caller, right?
Yeah. Gross. Yeah. Stupid. So the Black Eyed Peas as a band, not a band I have particularly strong feelings for other than just like gross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's largely kind of a low-key disgust.
They depress me more than anything. It's hard. Like listening to it, like does like just kind of darken the world tendency around me a little bit.
Yeah. It's the beginning, you know, what something that Brian, who plays drums in the band, has said before, like whenever the beginning of Under the Bridge comes on in like a bar, it's like it gets a little bummed out, but not because like it's a sad song, just because it's, you know, buckle up. We're going to have a bad time. This is going to be on the radio for a little while. This sucks.
Yeah.
You know, every Black Eyed Peas song is like that to me.
I spent like the day trying to figure out like what the, you know, like what kind of music this is like. And, you know, like, okay, it's like an overly like electronic, overproduced like pop hip hop kind of thing. But like, it's in the same neighborhood as like a jock jam, but a jock jam, like you at least have a chance of getting some Queen in there. Like this is a jock jam that would be used to advertise like a new chicken sandwich at McDonald's.
Chicken sandwich, jock jams. Also the kind of music that has entirely been laundered into things for Madagascar penguins to dance to or whatever. Like it's Madagascar 4, you know, they're trapped in the lab. Look at the two penguins dance to My Humps, or a camel dance to it. You know, it's good for kids and adults.
Yeah. Everybody likes these songs. No, they don't. Yeah. It's spread everywhere. You know, my little story about the Cincinnati Zoo, having the lemur exhibit just constantly playing, I Like to Move It, Move It.
Yes.
Just a specific hell for this.
Oh, the lemur torture museum?
Yeah.
Where they torture lemurs?
In a way that it cannot possibly comprehend?
Yeah. Or understand. Like, figuring out that animals do like certain kinds of music, like the studies that have been done for cat music, does make zoos immoral in a new way I didn't understand.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I guess it's like a retail experience for animals. Because like when I worked in retail, I exclusively listened to music I didn't like.
Yeah. No. You know? So like in the mall, the only time they played music through the mall was Christmas time. Right. And then, you know, just obvious, you know, everybody's made that observation. But when I worked at the GameStop, it was right across from it was a Hollister. Real preppy store. Their cologne was sprayed all over everything. It fucking reeked. We got all the Hollister music and it was like, just like Weezer's Beverly Hills, just cutting to, something off of Stadium Arcadium back to Weezer's Beverly Hills. It was fucking, it was Al Gary.
it sucks. It fucking sucks. Like party music fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Like there's music you can party to that doesn't suck, but if it's setting out to be like party music, it is a specific kind of grotesque, artificial, artless thing.
It's the kind of vibe that would be played like first thing on a Monday morning to hype people up at a car dealership.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like it's not even loyalty chant at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
It's a loyalty chant at a car dealership.
Where it's not like a policy, like handed out from corporate, you know, like you interact with the author of your torture.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's basically a miniature version of the square dance guy, except it's like honest Carl at Carl's Used Motors.
Mm-hmm.
Who's having you do this, or the one that we have here in Portland, Don Cheeto Dice is my favorite car dealership guy. I see billboards for John Cheeto Dice.
No. Huh. Is it spelled like it sounds?
Yeah, oh yeah. Big time. One of the things kind of going into this, because Black Eyed Peas, the main thing I know about them is that Fergie Peter Pants on stage and just kind of owned it, which like I want to think like, oh hell yeah, you know, own it. But then I'm like, no, like, just because somebody does something, You know, doesn't do mean own it is the right answer? Like, just because a woman does something doesn't mean like, hell yeah, girl, own it needs to be the answer. Because pissing your pants on stage isn't cool.
No. You know? That's cool that I'm Miles Davis.
Yeah. It doesn't make it cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Like you hear horror stories of just like, okay, I have 30 seconds between these songs. I need to go like just rip a fire hose piss into a bucket.
And you get the calico cut pants for Fergie's, like where it's like you're taking, you know, 3 seconds on a 9 second pee.
Yeah.
You know, that's not her fault.
No.
But just letting it rip is, that's different.
Yeah. Celebrating the piss. It's rich for us to talk about that, but B, it's not the way to move, especially when you're up there singing my humps.
I don't pee in public. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. Like I haven't done it since I was like a kid.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, so like we talk the talk, but we don't walk the walk. And I think that's a very important distinction.
It is. Yeah.
You know, so I was just like, oh, you know, Fergie, Peter Pants, these people have silly names. Didn't know what to talk about. Did you go to the GameFAQs message board on this though?
I did.
It's great.
We need to ask, we need to see if they're okay.
Yeah. There's a lot going on in this one.
Uh-huh.
This is the most like, weirdly enough, you wouldn't expect it. This is the most boomer coded GameFAQs message board crop we've ever had.
Yeah. I was immediately drawn to, all in caps, by the user RapDog530. Favorite BEP albums and songs?
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite
BEP. My favorite BEP album is The End. My favorite song is One Tribe.
No bites. No bites. No takers.
No takers. What is this? Is there a lot of swearing and cursing in this game? I don't want to buy this game with all of them swearing and cursing at me. Do they curse during the songs, or do they swear and curse at you when you screw up your dance moves? Everyone on Amazon is saying there's so much cursing in this game when you turn it on.
Uh-huh.
And then X Factor Hates You replies, well, there is swearing, but I don't think it stood out enough for people to throw a fit about it. There's some of the songs. Basically, they just don't use the radio edits of the game, but they don't curse at you for messing up. Did you really think that? Seems like that'd be a bit extreme if that was the case. Good point. You thought the game was going to yell at you, swear at you. The Monster Lunchbox come back. I don't want the black-eyed pea, just one. I don't want the black-eyed pea swearing at me and my family if we're not as good at dancing as they think we should be.
Like you just get like a beat and a half behind and just dipshit, 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 dipshit.
Yeah, this is Will I Am, just like X Factor says, well, no, they won't. And then DGrams explains that they're swearing in the game. Mm-hmm. You know, and then Montage Box finishes. Okay, as long as we're not swearing at my family, I won't tolerate that. What the fuck?
I love it so much.
It's really good. that is like I cannot have the black eyed pea yelling at me and my family. Yeah. Well, not have the black eyed pea swearing at me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I can't have the black eyed pea swear at me.
They did it once and I got so mad and I couldn't stop them. I'm not going to let it happen again. I can't. They're going to leave me. My child never doesn't again. Respect me anymore.
And it's all that shit, like ass boobs games with their post here. What the fuck is this shit? I don't even like the Black Eyed Peas, but it was Kinect, so I grabbed it. I figure at some point my daughter and I will play these dance games together. This one appears to be strictly Black Eyed Peas, not quite as appealing as the other Kinect dance games. Anyway, got it for $3 on March 16th at a thrift store.
Yeah, I was really hoping for some Daft Punk in this.
Yeah, the Black Eyed Peas experience. Yeah, the King of Pop gets a great homage to a career that redefined pop music, and then you make this?
That is a thing I was unaware of. I just had to Google this. There was a game called The Michael Jackson Experience. Say what you will about Michael Jackson, the man. The music, like the step down between these
It's incredible.
Wild. Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Jackson is a musical genius.
Yeah.
Like there's like literally no getting around it. He's the subject of a popular documentary, but also he's written some of the best songs of all time.
Yeah. Like you can't like literally cannot come at the king. Like you just can't. Yeah.
Yeah. From a production or from just like, you know, any kind of angle.
Yeah.
And then Black Eyed Peas.
Mm-hmm.
Like in terms of games that are experiences. It's a real like cold water plunge to have the Black Eyed Pea experience come swear at your family.
God. When we think about it, anything could be a Black Eyed Peas experience.
That's true. Especially if you're eating soul food. Yeah. Will this game have a taste apparatus so that I can experience the joy that I feel while eating black eyed peas? However, more insane than Andre replies, I thought this was going to be a topic about tasting Fergie's special spot.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't like that phrase.
No.
I'm sure it'll have a taste for asparagus, though. Like, you guys are just talking about drinking Fergie's piss on the GameFAQs message board. Like,
what is wrong with you?
Yeah, it's really... if Fergie's special spot tastes like black-eyed peas, she needs a shower. Would you guys stop saying special spot?
Please don't. I'm doing a search on Genius for special spot, and I can't find that.
If it's a reference lyric? Or if it's just these weird men talking about them, pussy?
If they're just talking pussy. About pussy.
Pussy. Yeah. For your special spot.
I drive these brothers crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. They buy me all these ices.
Yeah. Yeah. They are on the way. Me and my wife went to the coast this last weekend, and we listened to the Cars for a leg of the journey. Love the Cars.
Yeah.
Black Eyed Peas are, they're later in this, so they don't have an excuse for it, but the Cars are a real quintessential rhyming dictionary band.
Yeah, yeah.
So are the Black Eyed Peas, except it sucks. Like, absolutely sucks ass.
Yeah, well, you know, just like the music that's under it really matters, right? Like,
yeah,
it's, there can be some really embarrassing lyrics in front of like amazing music, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The topic, really? Posted by Average Gnome 13 years ago. Does the worst thing that has ever happened to music really need a video game? And then in comes Single Digit, also 13 years ago. Fucking pissed. Dude, I don't care if you like them or not. It's a huge stretch to say they're the worst thing to happen to music. I happen to like them, but I understand if others don't. But when you say the worst thing to happen in music, are you kidding me? I can't respect an opinion when it's, quote, it's backed quote, up unquote, by backed Bull, up. Hanson, Justin Bieber, Celine Dion. That's three off the top of my head. Mm. You were effectively saying that the BEP is worse than these? Bull.
Bull. And then Annihilator came back with BEP are the best hip hop group in history. F anybody who thinks anyways otherwise. Hanson, Justin Bieber, Celine Dion. These are the three demons you must slay to succeed in business. Yeah, the best group in hip hop history. What an insult. I'm going to say something that like, you know what? I'd feel more comfortable if a black dude signed off on this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the whitest coded band with black dudes in it?
I don't know. I don't know.
It feels like it's up there to me. Like, this feels like this is a saying this is the best hip hop group in history feels specifically insulting to hip hop.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, to be insulted on behalf of hip hop. It's not my culture. I like hip hop, but like, best in history, and it's just stuff for like bachelorette parties,
right? Yeah. You know, like the fact that it broke through, you know, if not like the, you know, like the most white seeming, it is the one that has like for a while this was the most acceptable, like, oh, it like this is the crossover hit into pop, right?
Yes.
Like this was the super acceptable hip hop coded thing that was like in high schools and stuff without any real controversy aside from people who got like upset about Fergie's sexually suggestive lyrics or whatever.
Her humps.
Right. It is just like, it is like definitely the most tame, but like to say that, like when off of the top of that, when off the top of my head, like just talking about hip hop, there's the Wu-Tang Clan. You know,
there's also an entire world of conscious hip hop that's actually about things. That isn't just about not letting the party die. Like, not that there's a place for party music, but if you're just going to self-consciously entirely make vapid party music, you know, like I'd want to give the greatest of hip hop to somebody who had something to say.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's famously a genre that sometimes has things to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know. And just like to say like, oh, this is the best. It, like, whoa, here's what it feels like. All right. And I'm going to transpose this into white so I can talk about it. You know, in A Mighty Wind, how like,
yeah,
they've got all these different kinds of like folk artists or whatever. There's like the husband and wife team. There's the like bluegrass kind of guys. And then there's like the 20 person, like smiling chorus kind of that all sings in unison, mm-hmm. or whatever. Like this is that, like Black Eyed Peas is that, all, you know, 20 person all smiling chorus, like not performing folk music.
Very much so. Yeah. Make a dead man come. The gross. One of the things I keep bringing up, my humps, because it's probably the Black Eyed Peas song I know the best, other than Let's Get It Started. Mm-hmm. And my humps, the funny thing about that is that, like, you know, it only uses the least erotic words in the world.
Oh no, it's disgusting.
Yeah. Just humps and lumps.
Uh-huh.
And then it's all about spending money in exchange for humps and lumps.
Yeah.
And it's not hump the verb, which is like not an attractive word for sex. But
no,
like,
it's a grade schooler's word for sex. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's almost like your hunch. You know, uh-huh. it's talking about, you know, just, it's not a sexy word.
No, no. Like I hear somebody talking about their lady lumps and think, oh my God, what stage is it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Or your lady humps. And it's like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I'm really, really sorry about your goiter, ma'am.
And like getting me love drunk off your hump.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
It's really, really unseemly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, no, I'm glad that you brought that up. Because it is disgusting. I have always thought that, you know,
yeah.
And like plenty of great, you know, female body worth celebrating, plenty of great songs celebrating the female body. This is not one of them.
Yeah. It's not because I don't like ass.
Yeah. Come on.
You know, but like this, you know, and mix your milk with my Cocoa Puffs.
No.
Milky, milky cocoa. Mix your milk with my Cocoa Puffs. Milky, milky. Right. Like it's this weird intersection of like baby talk.
Mm-hmm.
And freak anatomy, you know, and then just plain old garden variety, like gross gender role shit.
Yeah. Cause
it's all about using your, all of the ass in your genes to make men spend,
mm-hmm.
There. And then they might get to come in you,
yeah.
Which is the milk and the Cocoa Puffs bit.
Yeah,
I assume it's not good.
Well, I mean, the genus annotation, the quote implies that the woman at the disco is speaking, whom is not necessarily Fergie, therefore not necessarily Caucasian. Thus, the milk might refer to a male semen and the Cocoa Puffs to an African-American woman's breasts. In that case, Will I Am would be implying a tit fuck. Another interpretation could be that my Cocoa Puffs refers to the woman's ovaries, therefore is saying, let's make a baby.
No.
Or Will I Am is implying that a woman is licking his nuts. Cocoa Puffs are dark brown, while saliva is white-ish.
No. The Cocoa Puffs being, maybe the humps, the entire lumps and humps are just ovaries, and this is a pronatal anthem.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't put together. The idea of having a couple crunch berries up there is real. Like, using cereal as an ovary thing. Like, you know, the average woman loses about like half of her crunch berries by the time she's 40. Like,
oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. What a vile song. Not even from I'm not trying to be footloose about it. It just, it has always yucked me out.
Yeah. It's yeah. Just, well, it's also even from a song music perspective, it's 5.5 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. No, no.
Give me a fucking break. Songs don't need that many verses.
No.
And songs about humping, lumping and like, you know, Cocoa Puff mm-hmm. milk don't need that.
No. No. You know, you need like this, like a novelty song like this, 2 minutes 30 max, and then you're out.
Yeah.
If you even endeavor to do it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My humps.
What are you going to do with all that breast inside that shirt? What a fucking odd line, man. What a weird thing to say.
All the breast upon that chest. Come on, my friend.
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, do with all that breast that's inside that shirt.
Uh-huh.
Fucking like approach to sexuality is that. Uh-huh. The thing I love about ladies' shirts is that they contain all that breast.
By humps, Fergie is referring to those muscles on the sides of a lithe girl's crotch area, the opposite of a fupa. She might be talking about her butt. At least, that is the less interesting interpretation. It is also likely that she is referring to those other humps that women possess, breasts. This is evidenced by lyrics near the end of the song. It is so baffling that even the geniuses at Genius are... nobody knows what this is about. It's big vibes of the explorer guy, the Mr. Show sketch where he's describing like the hair that grows out of the end of his penis.
Yeah. The idea of the humps being the opposite of a fupa, the muscular, like, what is that? What are they saying?
I'm not going to claim to have seen all the pussies, but
I've seen, so like I've seen upwards, how much is a gross?
Gross is 100. Gross, it's either 100 or 10 dozen. Yeah.
I've seen half a gross of pussies and none of them have had whatever this is talking about.
Mm.
Like the opposite of a fupa? That's a philosophical question. Like there should be a Jim Carrey movie about that in the late 90s. The French philosophers are asking what the opposite of that is, and he has to figure it out through magical curves.
Wouldn't the opposite of a fupa be concave? Wouldn't that be like a sunken pelvis?
Sure. Yeah. Or it could be just a giant, like an extremely fat pussy, but not the over area is normal.
Yeah.
Like just a huge front bulge, yeah. But not,
it's like a, you know, yeah, no, it's like one of those inflatable rafts from a plane.
Yeah, exactly. You inflate your own fupa before you do your child's fupa.
God. What
geniuses haven't figured it out.
No.
Yet again.
We put our best minds on this.
Yeah. More complicated questions than meets the eye.
Yeah. Oh my God. I think that this is important, right? And I think that everybody's realization about like an era of music. Whenever you think about an era of music, you have to understand that regardless of what you happen to like most about it or romanticize, right? Like the majority of it was Black Eyed Peas. Whatever the equivalent was. Like I can think about like the early and mid 2000s as being this, you know, excellent time for like indie rock kind of breaking through the mainstream.
Canadian
like
indie rock did amazing shit.
Wonderful
time.
Stuff. My favorite music in the entire world. Right.
Yep. It wasn't the zeitgeist.
No, the landscape, like maybe on college rock. Yeah. College stations. But like the musical landscape of that era was all this. And that is like ever the case.
Yeah. 100%. Like recording this right after Night Rain came out, the last trailer for Night Rain used Burn Me Up Inside or whatever.
Yeah, Wake Me Up Inside, please, by Evanescence.
Wake Me Up Inside by the Evanescence song. And like, that's what most of the music was. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's secret about it is that like, I'm a music snob, like I'll admit that, mm-hmm. but people like this shit. Like if they did a Elden Ring trailer and it used my humps, people would love it.
Just millennia.
Yeah. Like they absolutely fucking love it. Uh-huh. You know, the same way they love Wake Me Up Inside. Like they just be like, fuck yeah, this is actually good.
Yeah. My humps would be more of a Ronnie song. Yeah. Sorry.
AMVs.
Oh shit. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Undimmed by anime tears.
Yep, yeah, exactly. Ruins everything. Fucking ruins everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a, you know.
Yeah. What can people do if they like this show?
If people like this show, they can support us at patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Get 204 bonus episodes of this show and a bunch of ongoing bonus shows that I think are in a real good spot. Real Itch Hours, we're well into the getting started on the the Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines, speaking of 2004.
Mm-hmm. Very much and, so. A lot of sounds, soundtracks and songs that sound like that.
Yeah. And also Unfilmable on a pretty good tear. If you like us making references to I Think You Should Leave Stuff, we got an episode about friendship coming up soon.
Yeah. Indeed. We appreciate that. You can also tell your friends, leave ratings and reviews, post about us on message boards and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And join us and thank you, our producer Gwen. Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah. Congratulations to us for getting through the whole half hour without bringing up the original version of Let's Get It Started. I feel like that is the easy, like most sensible move for people to make when talking about the Black Eyed Peas. We avoided it.
it's, I didn't want to not get yelled at or anything, but mm-hmm. like I didn't want to become a parody of myself. Like no, as we get no, further no. and further away from that time,
mm-hmm.
I think it is easy for people to forget how much that word was just fine at the time. Not, it was never good.
It was never, yeah, it was never fine.
No, it was,
but
it was
like,
never fine.
It flew. Yeah, but it flew.
It was everywhere.
Way.
It flew yeah. constantly, right? Yeah. So like people talk about that. It reminds me a lot of people bringing up Lovecraft's cat name mm-hmm. as a thing. It's like, yeah, that sucks. But also he was six.
Yeah.
Like, you know, his family did that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't go, he was like, I choose this name. I can't wait to be more racist when I grow up.
I really didn't
oh, dear,
expect
vaginas.
I really you know, didn't expect you to defend it, but okay.
It's just no, things can be of their time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. The Black Eyed Peas have more crimes against taste than like a vocab crime. I
yeah. Yeah. No, that's that is perfectly understandable. Yeah.
Yeah. But, and good for them for changing it.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess.
I you know, I guess.
I followed the money, I'm sure.
Yes.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Speaking of musical crimes, this has been, until next time, this has been Abject Suffering. We may never earn that sweet honking on Bobo money, but we can still dream.